KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Tout que tu as correct. C'est tout que tu as magnifique. Hein? Allons des haricots.
Hey! as you can see. And when you're shaking your salt shaker, I love your recipe. Hey, I love your recipe. So doggone tasty.
Just my dog and my cat, okra and the pepper. I'm a Creole man, King Creole. Lamb la campagne, a la place de mon robin. Et quand vous restez, moi la balance de ma vie. D'une manger mes chats, mon combo et mon piment. Un homme créant et ma vie créant. Et toi?
We'll be right back. me one more time. Take me back, honey. Try me one more time. Yeah, you know that I love you. I won't let you go from me. I've got a whole lot of love, baby, just waiting for you. For you. Yes, you know that I love you now. Won't let you go down to me. Yeah,
tape écouter le programme des Zarico et Pasaleas ce matin avec MC. On sera ici jusqu'à 12h aujourd'hui, and we have a visitor in the house this morning to talk about a very good health, I guess not an issue, being health. You need some health. We all need health checks. And so we will be doing one on the 26th of July on a Saturday morning. And, Doctor, you're going to tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, this is happening on July 26th from 8:30 in the morning till 12 noon. We want everybody to get up and get out and protect your health. It's a free health screening for the things that affect our community: hypertension, diabetes mellitus, prostate cancer, hypercholesterolemia, and there's going to be a booth for free mammograms, and free breast exams. So we want everybody to come out and find out about your health, protect your health. This is given in by the 100 Black Men in conjunction with Our Lady of Lourdes Regional Medical Center, the Black Nurses Association, and the Joseph Henry Tyler chapter on the of the National Medical Association. I will be there, Dr. Tashawn James Hart. I'll be giving free breast exams, and Dr. Alicia Rito will be there giving education on breast health. So this is a one-time free event for this summer, and I want everybody to come out, get up early on Saturday, and do something very, very good for yourself and for your family, and come out for these free screenings.
And Bow Down Club, get your women out there and get them checked, because I think this is the first time we've done this and had breast exam with it, which I've always been a proponent of. Let's check the women out. We're always checking everybody else. Let's check the women out.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a beautiful thing. So come out and get checked. You get checked for a lot of things. This is something a little different for the ladies to come out and check, and you don't have to pay them thousands of dollars to get it done. Now you can get it done for free. It's only for the summer from 8 to 12, and that will be July the 26th. So come out, 8:30.
It's being held at the Pride Plaza on the corner of Willow and Pierce, 8:30 to 12. But if you want to get there at 8 and get started early, I'm sure somebody will be there. But it's from 8:30 to 12 at the Pride Plaza on the corner of Willow and Pierce, and we'll be looking for you.
And this is not just for the elderly women or women with experience in life, but the younger ladies. Tell us a little bit about the younger ladies.
It's absolutely important there. It's
on everybody.
Bring the peanut butter, because I'm bringing the jam on the Zydeco Stomp. I'm Herman Fuselier, reminding you that every Saturday it's you and me till 3 with the best in Zydeco blues and old school R&B on KRVS. The music's so good you want to get on your telephone and call somebody and tell them I'm jamming with the Zydeco Stomp. Noon Saturdays only on KRVS, Lafayette, Lake Charles. Et toi, Moncle Pasha.
Pour la meilleure musique, cajun, créole et français, écoutez-moi en onctuel avec le bar du dimanche après-midi. Chaque dimanche, à midi jusqu'à 3h, Radio-Site du KVS, Radio Acadie, Lafayette et Lac Charles.
KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
All right, we're back because we want to talk a little bit to the younger women this morning, and they're probably all sleeping right now. So somebody's up listening, and I know you know younger women. Let's talk about that age, younger women that people don't. When we say younger women, what age are we looking at, Doc?
Well, it really is important for young women from about the age of 18 on to start being very aware of their bodies, making sure that they do breast self-examination no more than once a month, and certainly if you're having a cycle not around the time of your cycle. We don't suggest it earlier than that because young women are still developing and, you know, there are a lot of changes that they're not really sure about. But you can always ask the mother figure in your life and ask your doctor. But at about the age of 18, it's time to start being aware of your body. You don't start getting a mammogram until the age of 40 unless you have a significant family history.
Right.
But still, even in 2014, we're finding young women coming in with breast lumps, problems with the breast that they knew about, but sort of, you know, well, you know, I'm young. I don't have to worry about anything. And, you know, I don't want to be a hypochondriac.
Right.
And we're diagnosing breast cancers in young women. And this is not to scare anyone. This is to make everyone aware that it can happen in women that are younger than 50, younger than 40, and even younger than 30. So there's nothing that is too small, nothing that is too minor to come in and find out about, ask about. And if everything is okay, that's great. Never be afraid to come into the doctor and find out that it's all good. So, you know, it's not too early to start.
Right. Well, maybe those should be given as gifts at graduation or gifts at weddings or things like that.
Absolutely.
Those
are gifts that keep giving because it's for your future. It's for your health. And
Something different.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All about the good stuff that can happen. And what should men be looking at? I know you deal more with women, men. Mm-hmm. What should men be doing?
In terms of their, young men as well as older men, you want to take a look at, you know, when we talk about screening for prostate cancer, you want to take a look at how many times you're getting up to go to the bathroom at night. You want to take a look at how often you're having difficulty when it's time for you to pass water, how difficult it might be, or it's not the same as it used to be. You know, a lot of times we think, well, I'm getting older now, or, well, I had a lot to drink last night, and that's why.
Right.
But you shouldn't be getting up more than once, maybe twice.
Right.
Maybe twice at night to get up to go to the bathroom. If you're doing that kind of thing, or if you're having difficulty passing water, or if you seem to have recurrent urinary tract infections, those are the kind of things where you want to go get checked out and say, listen, something's going on here. I want to make sure that I'm okay.
Right. And men, we do have a pride problem that we're just too proud to go and get checked. Are we going to wait until we're 80 years old? Then we know that something must be wrong. Something can be wrong at any time. And the one thing we have so many I guess serious illnesses that don't give you any indications.
Well, hypertension is one of those, and diabetes mellitus is another. But they actually do give indications that we kind of ignore.
Okay.
A lot of swelling, water retention, thirst, going to the bathroom a lot. Those two things, hypertension and diabetes mellitus, can both manifest themselves that way. So when you start seeing some changes, don't just presume that it's, well, I'm not 25 anymore, so this is what happens. And the best way to make sure that nothing is going on that needs to be fixed is that you want to get your annual exam.
Right.
When you go to your doctor on a yearly basis, he or she is going to check your cholesterol, which you have no idea what's going on with your cholesterol unless you have a blood test. So they're going to check your cholesterol, check your blood sugar, check your kidneys to make sure they're okay. Your blood pressure is going to be checked. So all of those things on a yearly basis can be evaluated, and you can make sure that you're in good shape. And if you're not, you can get it fixed.
Get something done. I guess in one thing, too, and you're in the medical field, is that we really have not realized, I guess the public has not realized how advanced medicine has become.
Medicine has become very advanced. There are so many things that we can do to evaluate you, and so many ways we can treat you to make sure that you remain in good health or to get you to where you need to be for good health. So, you know, it's just important to come in, get checked. Don't be afraid to be told that everything is okay. Don't be afraid to be told that you need to fix something because we get right on it. Because it's, you know, that old saying, I think it was Benjamin Franklin, a stitch in time saves nine. Mm-hmm. So you fix it now, and then later on you don't have as much difficulty.
Absolutely. And we have, and not to scare anyone, but that's what it's all about. At a health fair, we end up sending someone to the emergency room right then because they were at that point of a serious medical condition. So come out and get checked. That is going to be July the 26th from 8:30 to noon. 8:30 to 12. Not 8:30 to 12:30. Not 8:30 to 1 because they have other obligations that they will have to do. Remember, doctors are taking their time out to come out and help you for free. So
We want to see you.
Come and see. Make the lines long. And if you're in line, we're going to finish you off. But there is a cutoff time. Everything has a cutoff time. And 12 o'clock is the cutoff time. So please come and get checked. And, Doc, what are we checking for again?
We're going to check for high blood pressure, high blood sugar or diabetes mellitus, prostate cancer, and high cholesterol. And we're also going to be doing free mammograms and free breast exams. And if you don't want any of these things checked and you just want to come and ask somebody a question,
right,
please, by all means, Dr. Alicia Rideau is going to be giving some education on breast health. I'm going to be doing breast exams, and I also answer questions while I'm doing the exams.
Right.
So you cannot miss. You cannot miss if you come out on Saturday, July 26th, 8:30 to 12 at the Pride Plaza on the corner of Willow and Pierce.
And you know, we have someone listening this morning that have never had a mammogram and needs one.
We're talking to you.
To you, absolutely. And explain the difference between the mammogram and what?
The breast exam.
The breast exam.
The mammogram is just an X-ray of the breasts.
Okay.
The breast exam is actual physical touching where you feel for lumps, you look for any changes in the skin or any changes in the shape of the breast that looks unusual. If you don't want a mammogram, you can get a breast exam. If you don't want a breast exam, you can get a mammogram. So if you don't want either and you just want education, you can get that too. So there's just no way that you're not going to come away from the health fair with something
right.
useful.
Absolutely. So come get checked out. It's free. You know, we love free. So come out and get it done, and that will be again on July the 26th at 8:30 to 12. Dr. Hart, it's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure.
And it's amazing. The name and what you do is so close.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
It just sort of worked out that way.
It worked out that we're all in the same part of the body.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll continue with Zydeco Music. And please pass the word out and let them know that there will be a health fair sponsored by the 100 Black Men of Greater Lafayette, also with the Black Nurses Association, and also with
the Joseph Henry Tyler Chapter of the National Medical Association and Our Lady of Lourdes Regional Medical Center.
Absolutely. Our Lady of Lourdes is always there helping us out. So come out and get checked out. Bojack say you can do right sometime. Some people can't. Some people can. Some people do right all the time. So they think. But anyway, also want to send condolences out to the Citizen family up in Kinder, Louisiana. Today they are having the services for Mr. Citizen Gervis Citizen this morning from 8 to 10. And then the services will start at 10, and that will be at the Catholic Church in Kinder, Louisiana. And that is for Gervis Citizen, who is the father of Shirley Braxton, Shirley Citizen Braxton, and Chester Braxton's father-in-law. So I'm sure you know, for all of you around Oberlin, Kinder, Oakdale, everybody knows Chester, I'm sure, who works for the city in Kinder. His father-in-law passed away, and they're having his services this morning from 8 to 10. And then the services starts at 10, and that is at the Catholic Church in Kinder. Can't miss the church, big church. So go out and support the family by being present, just to give them your eternal support. All right, we'll continue with more Zydeco Music MC this morning, and we do a little bit of Chubby Cadio.
What went wrong? All I know is I got to go home. I got what you need.